Now that it's time, how are you feeling?
Well, we're pretty excited about tonight. A lot of people have come together. I saw Governor Herbert here and former Governor Leavitt here. Mia Love, our congresswoman, and people from all over the state are supporting what is a very important charity for Utah and for the world.
Talk to me about the preparations you've done for this kind of a thing, because this is completely brand new, and I've seen some promotional video of you, you know, training, but at the same time, do you feel overwhelmed that you're going to be in the ring with Evander Holyfield?
Well, if Evander Holyfield really thought this was a true bout, I'd be scared to death. But he understands. He understands the joke, and yeah. And he's done this for other charities over the years, and he's willing to come in the ring and exchange a few punches, but not, you know, put all of his weight into it. And he gave me some tips today. We sparred for a little while today.
Okay.
And he said, okay, you need to do a little more of this, a little less of that, a little more of this, and so we've choreographed it a bit. So I'm not planning on getting hurt.
By choreographed, we're not talking about like WWE, where you're going to be doing a pile driver or anything like that.
That'd be fun, but I'm not good enough to pull that off.
All right, you're jumping off the top rope, that'd be a bad thing. And so we're not going to have like, you're not going to be wearing a football helmet or anything like that. He's not going full strength. He's going to be knocking you around a little bit.
Well, he'll be throwing a couple of punches, but they'll be relatively soft. And no, I will not be wearing a helmet or anything like that. Mike Dukakis tried that. It kind of ended his political career.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he was driving a tank at the time.
I'm going to be attacked by a tank at this time. So,
now talk to me again about the charity and just why this is so important to you.
Well, my son Josh is the president of Charity Vision, and Charity Vision provides cataract surgeries and other surgeries to cure blindness in some of the poorest countries in the world, some 21 countries. And last year, they performed almost 40,000 blindness-curing surgeries, and the money we raised tonight will allow them to provide another 40,000 this year. It's really extraordinary that in one night, we've raised an entire annual budget for this charity.